Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled "Looking Within is a Magical Tool" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Daqing.
Minghui Fahui, Looking Within is a Magical Tool by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Daqing. Greetings, respectful master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. When I saw the call for articles for the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org, I said to myself, I want to take the initiative to write an article this year about how I have learned to look within and understand the inner meaning of what teacher told us. Quote, looking within is a magical tool. Unquote. Fa teaching at the 2009 Washington, D.C. International Fa Conference. I learned to appreciate Dafa's sacredness and greatness. Teacher has told us that, quote, looking within is a magical tool, unquote, and we practitioners are all aware of this. However, when we deal with conflicts, see fellow practitioners' attachments, and especially when we encounter the illusion of sickness karma, it is really important to practitioners whether we can unconditionally look within and improve according to the Fa. I used to be upset because I did not know how to look within. Since around April 2011, for nearly 6 months, my body constantly displayed sickness karma, such as pain in my back and arms and blurred vision. Eventually, I could not eat and became very weak. I continuously looked within, but I could not find my problem. I asked fellow practitioners to help me, but still could not find it. I thought it might be a fundamental attachment, which was hidden too deep. I probably had signed an agreement with the old forces, thus I was persecuted or suffered karma. Anyway, I am a Dafa practitioner. Teacher is always next to me, and nobody can move me. I ceaselessly rejected and denied the symptoms and insisted on doing the three things, but felt that my progress was very slow, in particular my not being able to eat, which lasted 2 months. Teacher gave me a hint upon noticing that I did not enlighten. One evening, words from Spirit or Animal Possession in Lecture 3, Juan Falun, appeared in my mind. Quote, one gets into trouble because one's own values and mind are not correct or righteous. Unquote. I was surprised and did not know whether my mind was correct or righteous. I must have deviated from the Fa somewhere. During a meal the next day, I noticed that I could not eat. This lasted quite some time, thus I became weak. I thought it might be caused by hunger, therefore I ate some fruit at home. I ate when I felt weak, trying to use food to supplement my body. I forgot to look at the situation as a practitioner and attempted to solve the situation by ordinary people's methods. Hadn't I already admitted the old forces arrangement? I still did not truly regard myself as a practitioner. Indeed, I got into trouble because my mind was neither correct nor righteous. Once I realized this, I immediately had an appetite, and everything went back to normal. This was really amazing. Through this experience, I have gradually learned to look inward and am taking Dafa as a reference for everything. Early in 2012, fellow practitioner A experienced sickness karma. Other practitioners cooperated and took turns around the clock in her home in order to send forth righteous thoughts. Because over 40 practitioners participated in this task, they helped disintegrate the old forces arrangement and practitioner A recuperated. Her family also started to practice, and everyone was touched by this action. I was truly touched by the cooperation of all practitioners when I was on duty one night. Practitioner A was almost all right that day, and three practitioners were present. Two of them sent forth righteous thoughts, and the other two studied the Fa in another room, and we took turns every hour. A practitioner who was in the same team as I was had to go home for a sudden family matter. Thus, I had to send forth righteous thoughts alone. The older and younger sister of practitioner A, both our new practitioners, chatted in Mongolian. I did not understand them and was really bored. I thought, there are three people studying the Fa in that room, and a newly arrived practitioner also joined them. It would be great if one of them could come over. This thought flashed in my mind, and I did not feel right. Everything practitioners encounter has a reason. I looked within and asked to myself, isn't this happening so that I have a chance to get rid of my attachment to loneliness? While I was thinking, Practitioner A needed to go to the toilet, so her sisters accompanied her and left me alone in the room. I thought, I will send forth righteous thoughts alone, which is also useful. I instantly calmed down, and my body felt as though it was large and filled up the entire space. I felt surrounded by energy, which was especially sacred and comfortable. I had sent forth righteous thoughts for nearly an hour, when Practitioner A and her younger sister returned after having a meal. Her younger sister asked me, "Sister, are you still sending righteous thoughts?" I opened my eyes. Practitioner A and her sister spontaneously said, "How come you look so good? You had looked exhausted before, yet soon afterward you looked so good. What happened?" From the extent of their surprise, my appearance probably had changed a lot. I was very calm and thought, "Teacher has encouraged me to unconditionally look within." Quote, "In your cultivation, every one of you may encounter things that strike you at the core, and sometimes the feeling may even be quite strong. Some of those things may not directly manifest around you, on your body, or in the things you encounter. They might manifest in the things that other people go through, or when others criticize you, or during some other conflicts." Unquote. Teaching the Fa at the Eastern U.S. Fa Conference. At the end of June this year, two local practitioners were arrested. In the beginning, I did not look within, just intensified my sending forth righteous thoughts in order to strengthen these fellow practitioners. After 2 days, I heard from another practitioner that Practitioner B had been arrested at home. I was very surprised, because Practitioner B had moved here from a rural area and was not well known yet. Why would Practitioner B be arrested? It was reported that the police questioned Practitioner B. The couplet, a pair of lines of verse written vertically down the sides of a doorway, with a DAFA message was removed from the door. Upon hearing that her DAFA books were confiscated, I asked myself, I am well known in the local area. Will the police take away DAFA books from my home? I immediately felt I was being monitored even when I went upstairs. I calmed down and looked within, thinking, did my fears and notions emerge? Is being well known an excuse that evil beings can persecute someone? Every character in teachers' books is golden and shining. Do evil beings dare to appear? DAFA books protect me. Having the book is not an excuse for the evil to persecute me. I began to send righteous thoughts. I saw a fist-sized space in my third eye, and black specks in high density were running out of it. After a while, the space became bright, and the layer of fear substances were removed. Soon, the newly appointed chief of the residence committee came to my home and wanted to check for new household registrations. I clarified the truth about DAFA, starting with the fact that DAFA has spread widely around the world, its miraculous healing effects, that it helps people to keep fit, that over 100 million people are practicing it, and that the evil party persecutes fallen DAFA. I also told her about the Tiananmen self-immolation hoax. I told her that only the evil party claims that it is not good, and asked her who she thought was wrong. I also talked about the stone in Guizhou with the words that the Chinese Communist Party will be destroyed, and coming social changes, and so on. Finally, the chief said that no one should discriminate against people of faith. From her childhood, she followed her mother and believed in Jesus. She continued that modern people do not know that they will go to hell for doing bad deeds. I told her that it is true, and good will be rewarded and evil will receive retribution. I told her I hoped that she remembers Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, and if she does, She will be safe during catastrophes. She repeatedly nodded and thanked me. By looking within, I realized that cultivation is really very serious. Big or small matters can all expose our human notions and our opportunities for us to remove those notions when we can truly and unconditionally look within.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.